Today's game of the week has been Final Fantasy 1 and 2 Dawn of Souls for Game Boy Advance.
Today's sensor word of the week is...
Davis, the Triple D cast. I'm one of your hosts, Dave.
I'm the third host, Davis.
And?
I am David.
Yes! We did it!
You just ruined it by just going, yeah!
It's fine, man. It's fine. You can scream. This microphone can take it. We have a new microphone this week.
Yes.
This is the first legit podcast.
Can you tell me why we have a new microphone?
With the HD sound, bro.
I can tell you why we have a new microphone. It's because last week... 2 weeks ago?
Five weeks ago.
9,000 years ago. We just accidentally, Dave, accidentally didn't press the good microphone button on the keyboard when we recorded. So we recorded like an hour and a half of very bad mono sound through a bad built-in microphone on my laptop. There was just... through the whole... Yep.
Sounds a lot like a rap.
Like a what?
That sounds a lot like rap.
Rapper. Is a rap just white noise to you?
Yes.
I like raps. I don't have any on me. Gave away all my raps to Eminem. Now he's famous and I'm not.
I could throw you a beat if you want it. You can rap.
Go ahead. Boots and cats and boots and cats and dogs. They're hot and boots and cats. I got an erection over a squirrel.
That's just strange.
Yeah, it is.
That's how I want to end every podcast.
I got an erection with a squirrel?
Yeah.
Over a squirrel or with all right, a squirrel?
Both.
It was with him, and then it was over him.
Who was it with?
A squirrel.
Squirrel.
A squirrel. A squirrel.
The best damn Marvel character.
Is that a girl?
Yeah, Squirrel Girl.
She's got like a big...
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen her.
Everyone loves her, even though she's Squirrel Girl.
What's her power?
Being a squirrel. Duh.
Eating nuts.
She could have my nuts, if you know what I mean.
You could say she's an expert with the nuts. we're doing wonderful this week.
You do that then.
How have you been this week? Just in general, you don't have to go into super detail. I don't know, anything new you did?
Oh, I just grabbed my nuts and it really hurts.
Good job. That's something you did this week, retroactively. So
I can see it. I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just very dark.
Oh, yeah, that's a Game Boy Advance for you. This week, Rigby is playing a Game Boy Advance with no backlit screen. The still 2000s.
That looks pretty good.
It's very good. The game you play, Final Fantasy 1 and 2?
1.
You're playing one right now?
Yep.
It was upscaled for the GBA.
Gabba?
For the Gabba. For the Gabbo. Gabbo! Gabbo!
Who's Gabba? Warriors. Rigdor.
Yeah, the Warriors like... What Warriors did you choose?
Warrior. I chose one Warrior.
Okay.
Rigdor.
Yes.
There was one Thief.
Yes.
Moo.
Excellent.
There was a White Mage.
Excellent.
Care. And
she's actually Spanish, but like to me, she's always been Spanish.
The last
very
one,
accurate.
The last
did you
one,
get a black mage? Did you get a red mage?
I can't remember what the last one was.
Was he look? What was his color?
I think it was red or green.
Green.
No, red. Red.
Would be a red mage.
Green right? Was the thief.
Yeah.
Red. Kmar.
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 For Kmar. You want to Kmar? You want to tell him about Kmar?
Well, the last two are food and shop. Care. All right. So care.
Care.
Our local KFC basically has the F and the C just gone.
They don't light up.
They don't light up. Yeah. So from then on, it was called Care.
Just Care.
So that was where I got Care.
Yeah, like a good old bit of Care.
Yeah, it's quite tasty Care.
Mm. I haven't had Care in a while.
Mm.
That's because it's terrible.
Hey, don't say the truth.
Last time it did take me half hour to get my food.
Didn't it? We were waiting there for ages.
Yeah.
And last time I did take a massive poo.
That's every time. I'm starting to see a correlation. I mean,
in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. I can't actually remember the last time I had care.
I think that was the last time.
Yeah.
I think so. Actually, that was definitely the last time.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going back again.
That took
for a little while.
You know, that wasn't even K. That was KFC. If we went to a good old K, then maybe they wouldn't have taken it.
It'd be terrible.
It'd be way worse. It'd be way worse. Our K was actually the first KFC to have the Zinger Pie. They're going bankrupt.
There's a good reason.
I don't see the correlation here.
And the last one, Kmart. Well, this one time, who was I with?
Me.
That was with you, Davis. Yeah, I was with Davis. About 1 o'clock in the morning, we decided to go to Kmart. Not so local.
Oh, which one?
In Penrith.
Oh, Penrith.
Because the one in Mandurah.
Who knows where we
live? Because the one in Mandurah was closed, and we're like, oh, we're still awake. We should go to one in Penrith. Yeah, all right. Drove all the way back to Penrith.
Yeah, we drove. No, actually, we went to Penrith first.
No, we went to Mandurah first, didn't we?
That sounds logical.
We went to Penrith first. We went to Penrith first.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
We got there.
The lights were also blacked out.
Oh, great. Good.
I think we just come back from
Andy's.
A-Dogs. Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
Skinny skeleton.
A-Dog is fine, and Andy's fine.
Skinny skeleton, if he knows who he is.
That's Skeletor. We have too many skeletons on this show. It's getting spooky.
All our friends are like nearly skeletons.
They're all skeletons, and then look at me. Oh, I take our average really up a bit.
Yeah, we take S-Dog, A-Dog, and Skeletor.
If you combine us all, we would be normal people.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
If we distribute our fat between those three...
We just got to get some Patara
earrings.
They can
actually be like... No. What?
We just got to get some Patara earrings so that we confuse, so that, you know, distribute it. That's how it works, right?
So back to the Kmart thing. The sign was also blacked out there.
Yeah.
And it only went KMA, so it was just Kmart.
Excellent.
And then, continuing on from that story, we continued on... Well, we found out the 24/7 Kmart at Penrith was closed.
Oh, of course. 24/7.
24/7 at 1 o'clock in the morning. We then drove to Mount Druitt. Closed.
Oh, why?
Did we then go to Blacktown?
Yeah.
We did. Closed.
What's wrong with you? Did you just Google and see if there was a problem?
No.
Apparently they were redoing all the Kmart.
I'm starting to see a correlation here, boys.
And we were like...
So we drove halfway across Sydney to look for Kmart. All closed.
All closed, of course.
All 24/7s.
And we're like, oh, we should probably go to sleep at like
2:30. Yeah. just went home in bed. Yeah.
I didn't get to sleep till like 5 o'clock last night.
That's your damn fault.
Yeah, I know. It's the end of that. That's what I did.
Well, that's nice. This was like last year sometime.
Oh, when you did that?
Yeah. So yeah, Kmart and Care been that for a while.
Was that when they? Was that when they did that weird renovation where they put everything in the middle?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it still like that?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh no, they have one at the front and one in the middle.
One logically at the front,
And one at the back if you really want to.
Can you buy from that area?
Wow.
Can you only buy like
the lay-by section. You can buy from there.
Can you buy anything from there?
Yeah.
I'd love to go take a slushy from the front all the way up.
Not like a whole trolley worth.
No, but
just,
I was
just like a few.
Not a slushy, yeah.
I would love to go to the front, buy a slushy, take it to the guys at the other counter. It's like halfway done. I'm like, oh, I still want to buy this though.
I didn't get the... I only got half.
I'd love to. Yeah, I'd only got half. I feel like I shouldn't be charged the full $2.50 for this. Please only charge me $1.50 at the most. Please. It's at least a dollar off the top.
Sir.
Just look at you confused and ask you to leave.
Sir.
My life. Have you ever been kicked out anywhere?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where from?
Don Bosco.
He's got a lifetime ban.
Lifetime ban? Do you actually?
No, not lots of it, but I was banned when I was like... 14.
What'd you do?
I don't think you're banned still. They would completely forget about it.
Yeah, they would have, like, most...
The next day, they would have been like,
most places forget about it.
They would have been like, who?
So, okay, I used to have these friends. We used to just jump around trampolines and wrestle each other like WWE star.
No good name for the... I'm not going to say anything.
Pear-shapen.
Yeah, pear-shape. Good old pear-shapen. And...
Skinny boy.
Pear-shapen... No kissing, yes. Yeah. Oh boy!
No
kiss? Not gonna go into that.
No kiss? Also?
You can kiss me, just not on the lips.
I feel like we actually should... That is a good story, though.
Okay.
Don't worry.
It's a bit dark for this. I mean...
Oh, he's not going to listen to it.
No, but this show is basically G, Matthew.
Yeah.
No!
Alright. So, Don Bosco. You can only jump on a trampoline, but you're not allowed to jump on anybody else's at the same time.
What do you mean? Oh, you have to have like one person per trampoline? Really?
Yep.
Okay, alright.
So, I've been warned like 3 times not to do it. So
well, did Donnie himself come out and was like, get off
yeah.
of that?
Yeah. So, the 5th time, I jumped up while he was in midair, grabbed his head, went for a DDT.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. but
he laughed. Were you successful?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
I pinned him. They kicked me out. He kicked out.
Did anyone like count to 3? Oh,
yeah. Pear shaped did.
Excellent. That was fantastic. Amazing.
They said
That's a great story. Thank you.
They said get out. Oh, well, but my friends are in it. Get out.
I
was like, all right. Then 5 minutes later, I was like, oh, they're closing.
I got kicked out of Ripley's Believe It or Not in Queensland. very dangerously, because I didn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Pulled
down your pants, peed in a circle, until you made a stumble.
Until Satan appeared. No. They assured me it would happen. No, you know, have you ever been into, like, this is, like, not exclusive to anywhere. Been in, like, it's like a hallway, but then, like, the room spins around you?
Yep.
Went into one of those, and I could clearly see that was a ground, it was a controlled environment. I was like, Mum, I'm gonna climb the rail. She's like, don't do it. I was like, I'm gonna climb the rail, stood on the glass floor, and I was like, kicked me out. We paid to get in, kicked me out.
Not 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, as soon as I was over, there's, like, an alarm. You go over and the guards were there immediately. They're like, sir, we see what you did, you have to leave. There wasn't a big fight, there wasn't a fuss, I was like, get out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Your dad was
apparently like, it was clearly in it's part of the rules. It's like, oh, I didn't.
Your dad just you want to fight, do you?
He was probably like, oh, I'd have done the same thing if I was your age.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, hell, why do you think I'm out here with you? I got kicked out.
What'd you do?
I tried to see if those shark teeth were real and was fiddling around.
I was trying to see if those shark teeth were real, but then I got high.
Actually, you know what he calls that now?
What?
Taking a tradie. Because apparently 50% of all tradies are like high all the time. I was like, that's a staggeringly high number. That's a high number. It's on the news.
Right.
Like, it was on 10 News. I was like, that's a pretty reliable source. I have no
reason. I also joke blocked you.
What?
I joke blocked you.
When?
You said that was going to be a high statistic. High.
E.
High.
Yeah, so Dad gets home, so I'm going to go have a tradie. I'm like, that's what happens.
I'm going to go work with the tradie, son.
Work with the tradie.
Winks.
Daddy. Does that mean you're going to get high and do a poo? And he just taps his nose.
I did a tradie, son. High five.
Going to go to the pools with the tradies.
What'd you do today, son? Oh, nothing. What'd you do today, Dad? Went to the tradies.
Went to the tradies. Got traded. What, Dad? Your terms you're saying don't make sense anymore.
Smoke weed every day.
Every day. Alright. I think this is good. Gotten to know each other. Anything else interesting happened in your week?
I don't know, I might remember a bit later.
I can't remember. Your mind's all like, nah, I'm not right now. I'm not in the mood. It's not really important. What's this, a podcast? What's that? Yeah, I don't think anything else really happened. You just want to go into the rap?
The weekly rap.
Gonna talk about the changes this week. It's probably, you know, we did test podcast. It was okay. It was very long. Rap took like 30 minutes and then we didn't really talk about anything. So this week it's going to really focus on one or two things each, tell you what they actually are rather than just give a name drop, tell you why we liked it, whatever. That's it. So we're not going to go into super what everything I did, everything my mum did, everything my mum's mum did. You know, my great grandmother's in a grave, she's probably deteriorating, that's a thing. I'm not going to tell you that she's doing it. I mean, I just have, but I'm not going to go into detail. Anyway, this is what we did this week. Dementia. Actually, it sort of happened in my family. A bit sad. Kind of funny.
It always happens to everyone.
Not everyone.
I have dementia, right?
What? Who? I'm the spirit of death. Are you here to take my hearing? What? Ah, good old spirit of death. Who wants to start their rap?
Did I know what the rap is? Have you said what the rap was?
We said it last week, but I'll say it again this week. It's what we're watching, reading, and playing. And just from now on, this week forwards, just the interesting points of the week in which we did something with tech, music, video games, movies, whatever.
Tech, music.
Games, computers, tech, whatever. Tech. Like, it doesn't matter. And what'd you do this week that was nerdy?
Alright. Okay, it's fair. Okay. It's fair.
The ritual.
Scissors, paper, rock. Do the old ritual to figure out who goes first or last. Who knows? This never really has a clear victor.
Scissors, paper, rock. Aha!
It has a clear victor, everyone.
Davis goes first.
Damn it!
That's how it works. Is that... You didn't want to go first?
Used to go.
So unclear.
Yeah, it's used to.
Okay.
Alright.
Bitches.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Lizard, Spock.
He loses.
Does that mean I go first?
Dave loses, so he goes first.
This game is...
He chose rock, and I chose...
Okay. Well, it's not chose... a bad thing.
I think it was a Big Bang reference.
Bazoongi. Alright. Do you want to go first or me? You can choose.
I choose.
You go first.
Okay, sure.
You go first.
I want David to go first.
Dave is going first.
No, David's going first.
But David, I just David. Chose.
David's going first.
David, what did you do this week?
No, Dave's going first.
Oh my god.
What did I do? I beat you at
Scissors
Spark.
Get out if you're going to make another big run.
If you make another big bazooki reference, I don't want...
Bazinga?
Oh, don't actually... Bazooka. Okay. I don't want to hear Sheldon's... I know his name is Sheldon. I'm being...
You just gave in to yourself.
I don't like Big Bang Theory. We don't like the Big Bang Theory.
Okay. One of the big...
Sheldon, sorry. What was his name again? I can't remember.
One of my biggest pieces of Big Bang is the Sheldon character.
Everything about it is...
Because if you watch the very first episode, he's just like...
He's just a shy guy.
He doesn't play this
now,
like...
Now they've made him Autismo, character.
He made him autistic, the character.
Yeah.
Like before...
His name is basically Sheldon Autismo. Like,
yeah. Before, they made him a character that's like, you know...
Just shy,
just a nerd.
It's like the evolution of Family Guy, where they had like this like evil baby. Now it's just gay genius.
I started a battle. I think I'm going to lose the battle.
Let's have a look here. No, you'll be right. You'll be right.
With that one hit point?
You'll be right. Yeah,
so... The Sheldon character is just degenerated from...
Yeah.
Characters are not meant to degenerate.
That's fine.
Characters...
It's scripted battle.
Characters are not meant to degenerate as time goes by. They're supposed to evolve, not like...
Game over.
Try again. Do better this time.
Oh, is that your... Is that the
only... I thought the first battle with, what's his name, Garland?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought it was, man, that name sounds terribly wrong. I thought that was scripted. I must be wrong. Maybe you just need to get good.
Yeah.
So
that's every week for me, it's just get good. He just degenerates. They don't develop his character. They just put him down a notch every time.
Yeah.
And like, also, the references aren't jokes. They're just references. Like, they don't actually make a joke. They're just like, hey, look. Darth Vader.
I don't think people... Nerd joke.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Bazingu.
Bazinga.
Yes.
Now, nerd rage.
What did I do this week?
You know, we've been called the Big Bang before.
I will kill you.
Who called you the Big Bang?
Old Punch.
We were sitting there together on the train going to the city.
Is it Lachlan?
No.
Punch me in the face.
Lisa.
Is that his sister?
Yeah.
I'll punch her in the face too.
Whoa!
You were there when she said it. You guys are like the Big Bang Theory.
I took great offense.
Like the Big Bang Theory.
Because we're going to the city to buy board games and comics.
Oh, just because we're nerds, we must be nerds.
And that was the only reason we were heading towards the city. Yeah. Our hour-long trip to the
city. If someone's not a nerd from the outside, that's their exposure to nerds, to Big Bang Theory. And they're like, you play video games and board games and you're on the internet. Oh, you're just like Sheldon and... I don't even know another character's name on that show. I do not like that show.
I'll tell you what. What? Probably doesn't like you either.
I'm good. If that show wants to fight me, I would love to fight that show.
Alright, so how was your week?
Thank you.
Nerd rant.
Nerd rant.
Done.
Done. How's my week? I listen to a lot of podcasts. Surprise!
I've done the complete opposite. I haven't.
You haven't? So like I'm unemployed now. It's a bit like got a lot more time. I don't really like that, but get to listen to like 4 3-hour podcasts in one day,
okay.
And then be like, I could probably fit another one in. I listen to, so there's this other really great podcast called the Giant Bombcast.
Game.
Amazing. We've been around for years. This like only started listening like 3 weeks ago. Incredible. I have listened to like four or five hours of like their show just to get into it, and then I listened to like ten podcast episodes. It was great.
Great.
Then I listened to Nerds Versus, other great podcast, pretty much.
Yeah.
Why, you know, I mean,
that's an amazing podcast.
It is an amazing podcast.
They are also great.
What are you doing, man?
My best Bane impression. That's your best Bane impression.
Yeah.
You don't even. You weren't even born with the mask.
I was born into it. Molded by it.
By the time I took off my mask, you were a big guy.
Alright.
When I took off my mask, I was behind it.
Davis, you need to learn how to do that better.
You need to learn to shut up.
No, look, I think you do.
I think you do.
Your mum does.
So what do you say, David?
Dave?
Whatever.
Yeah, what do you want?
Shut up.
You called me.
I'll kick you in the balls.
So yeah, I listen to those podcasts. Back
that's
on track.
Kicking.
Big shout out to like Nerds Versus, pretty much I guess why I'm here. Like they really like re inspired me to listen to more podcasts. Like
Tim Nathan Jez,
very funny. Huge shout out if you haven't heard of them, Nerds Versus podcast. You can find them, like they have their own website, it's great.
We're the number one and two fans.
We are the number one and two fans, revealing it now.
I'm around the number 1700.
I don't think they have that many fans. Great. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, played more Fallout New Vegas, surprise, and biggest thing, I played like 200 hours of Tekken Tag Tournament 2 this weekend.
Online?
Not this weekend, but like this past week and a half.
Online?
Bit of it online, a lot of it just, there's like this mode called Ghost Mode. It's just basically like you fight the computer, but it gets harder as it goes on. Yeah, I played a lot of that. I got really good as two characters in that. I love fighting games. Love
Miguel
game.
And Kazuya.
I got good as Kazuya and Eddie, actually.
Miguel.
Don't really like Miguel. Yeah.
Miguel doesn't like you. You're
good. No one likes me, apparently. You know, that's what I did this week. Yeah, besides that, I mean, I watched BoJack Horseman. There's not really much to say. It's okay. That was it. That was it for me. And now I nominate Davis to go next.
It's a David.
I clearly said Davis.
That was Davis.
Yeah. What did you just say, Davis?
Well, I too am recovering from my operation. So I got heaps of time with me.
Yeah!
So yeah, I decided to watch Shameless.
Which one? Because that's a good show. Oh, isn't the music in Final Fantasy so funky?
He just likes to play it when I'm talking.
Sure.
This is just cancer. This is terrible. Keep going. Yeah, which Shameless card?
US version.
Oh yeah, it's sitting over there, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's my friend's. He's let me borrow it. It's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It evolves around a US family in like the lower economic. What's the word I'm looking for?
Like bogans, but
American bogans, but not hillbilly, just.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Poor. That's why I didn't want to say hillbilly, because hillbilly implies...
Lee just died.
William H. Macy?
Yeah. What else is he in?
Jurassic Park 3.
Thank you. I thought that was him.
Yeah, he plays great bad, like, worst character ever.
He's Frank Gallagher.
Yeah, so he plays a really good, terrible father.
Good. Sounds hilarious. I love abusive fathers.
Like, he gets news that from the paramedics that his mother is dying.
Oh.
He's like, this is the greatest news I've ever heard.
that sounds like Shameless. So, yeah.
And his mother dies and he cries like because he's so happy.
See, I've only watched the British one. Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
I would like to watch that now.
But the only bad thing is the cast of Dragon Ball Evolution is somehow in there. Damn it, Goku and Bulma. But you get to see
Justin Chatwin.
But there is a good part to it.
Go on.
Get to see Bulma's name.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
Ed boobies.
Other boobies. What was that?
And boobies.
You see her? And boobies.
And boobies.
Where's the... What's the separate?
And other boobies.
Does she have more?
Like, no, other girls' boobies.
Are they on her shoulders? Yep. Are they behind her? Are they in the secret area that no man has ever gone to in a girl's body? So you just don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
This
goes way deeper than all the three of us. Talking about the third hole.
Mouth? Or the ear?
I don't know. There's so many holes in the human body. There's so many orifices. The human body's disgusting.
The what's disgusting?
This conversation?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, mate, we're just trying to be professionals here, being anatomically correct.
Cloud's dead too.
If you don't know about...
Cloud died too.
Not Cloud.
Yeah, that's my... Dean Ambrose is my favourite wrestler. He's the master of the titties.
Ooh, this is going good.
So yeah, that's all I've been really doing.
What happened in wrestling this week?
Terrible things been happening. Brock Lesnar still around.
Terrible things. Brock Lesnar. Just great. Good. I don't even need to have it explained to me why.
That's all I'm going to say.
Good. I'm so happy. How's Stardust? How's my boy?
He's bad guy now.
When as soon as he became Stardust, did they become bad guys? What happened?
No, they're good guys.
I don't follow. But you need then to, I need you to relate.
They had a tag team championship match.
Yeah, did they win?
No, because the champions lost by countout.
Is the champion still the Usos?
Yeah, and they were like, oh, but because of technicality, Usos are still champion, and they attacked him.
Okay.
And now they're just attacking him with a chair. I know, right?
No.
Did you die again?
No, not yet.
Maybe get to use Phoenix Down's cure, all the potions and stuff.
I don't have potions.
I don't know
this. I'm out in the middle of the wilderness. I'm trying to get back to the main castle.
That's all I really did.
Okay. All right. See, it's good. It's good. And what was on your rap, Riggers? I mean, what was on your
They're rap? All dead again.
Oh.
I'm not very good at this game.
Load a random save.
I did.
Oh.
Would you like to play another game?
Oh.
Injustice?
Why?
Oh, it's bad. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just... used to it heaps. Have you ever played JRPG before?
What?
Have you ever played a JRPG before? Like Japanese role playing game?
No.
That's like Final Fantasy is like the purest like JRPG I can think of. Besides like crazy stuff like Persona.
Yeah. I'll load the last four.
Go ahead. Anyway, what was on your rap?
What was on my rap? Well, I finished watching Firefly.
Oh, nice!
Again?
Oh, yeah, that's right, you've already watched it, never mind.
The whole seasons, all of them?
All of Firefly. Every time we always talk about Firefly, I get so excited to, like, I can't believe all of us have watched all of it. All one season of Firefly.
Hmm. It's been great. And then, watch Serenity.
Oh!
Such a good movie.
Do you like the graphical difference in Serenity?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No, it's good. Like, yeah. I really think it looks great, actually.
But yeah, so watch that again.
Cool, nice. It's a great. Sorry. It's the best cancelled show ever.
Oh, no. What else? Haven't really been reading anything. Still want to catch up on my comics. Been pretty busy.
So, yeah, like, yeah.
I've been playing some GTA Online.
GTA 5.
GTA Online.
Is that what it's called now?
The online bit?
Right,
GTA 5.
Well, because it used to be the
single player.
Do you remember, was it San Andreas or Vice City that had that mod where it was just GTA Online? I don't know if you know about that.
I don't know about it.
Okay, yeah.
Why?
Don't worry, it was very popular. I used to play it. Anyway, good. Yeah,
so GTA Online.
Yeah.
Pretty good. They came at the flight school last week.
Of course it was. Is that just to add planes and stuff?
Flight missions and... Was it the week before? Oh, anyway, it's been pretty good.
Cool. I'd like to get back into it, but...
Yeah. Alright. I don't know what you guys are doing, but fair enough.
It's very erotic, whatever's happening over here.
I can see is his foot and this scratching noise. You're holding his foot.
There's a lot of heat happening. I'm going to record this. Use it as an ad for the show.
Alright.
Oh, I've got an itchy place that needs to be scratched.
Yeah, I've been playing that with my mates. Pretty good fun. I've been enjoying it so much. And I enjoy my friends not listening to anything I say.
I enjoy it very much, mate. I am listening. I'm just having a seizure as well.
I'm just doing
can I do both?
I'm just doing the same thing that you usually do to me.
Oh! That's great. Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed that.
Right.
So besides GTA, what else did you do?
GTA
Firefly, that's pretty good. I mean, that's
I bought a new game.
What was the game?
Madden 15.
Okay.
The only reason I bought this game was because of the ad. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have, actually.
It is the best ad I've ever seen.
I still think It's a Big Ad is the best ad I've ever seen.
It's a Big Ad.
No, this is pretty darn good. It made me buy the game.
It's a Big Ad. I was a child when that came out. I was like, I could really go for...
Colton Draft.
It was Colton Draft.
It was Colton Draft.
No, I thought it was Colton Draft. I was like, we could really go for Colton Draft.
It's a Big Ad.
I hate Colton Draft, man.
Yeah, but...
But I love that ad.
This better sell some freaking beer.
I bought Madden 15 because of the ad. Played it a couple times.
And
I got up 13-0 against the computer. My first time playing it.
Yep.
Lost 14-13. They kept intercepting it from me.
Wait, you got up to 13-0?
Yeah, I got up.
So
I was
you
13
did very
up.
Well.
I was 13-0 up in like the first half.
And then what?
Then like in the second half, it just went downhill.
Did the Aeon just turn the lights
and
be like, oh, we're on now, boys?
Is that another game he's not mentioning?
What's this?
What, the game that you were also very good at? Because you've played it before, you owned it long before I did.
Oh, look at this salt. Look at this salt. What happened?
He
beat me in the game.
I haven't played in like a year.
He got salty because he beat me in Madden.
I've played it like twice against you. I've been beat both.
I played it today. It's a new, completely new game.
You just bought it.
It's so not new. It's
like Davis was like, how do I run? And he,
you're so salty. Oh, man.
It's so fun to watch you, not mention it. And then Davis is like, oh, what was that? Did you play a game with me?
If he won, he would have mentioned it.
I know. Yeah, I know. Like, when you have the marathons, a game, well, I don't know about marathons, but you just play a bunch of sports games, you always bring it up because you always win. You didn't bring that up. You didn't bring that up at all.
But I was explaining my first game. My first experience playing it.
Okay, all right.
That was like my second game playing against...
Of course.
Playing against Davis.
Good on you.
I won 14-3, so that was great. That's a highlight of my week.
It's a highlight of your week? Yeah, nice.
I beat Rigby at a sports game.
Well, for most of the game, it was 3-all.
Until
the last quarter.
Oh, I don't care. I win.
You win.
Why do I win?
That's pretty good. That game, when did that game come out? Like yesterday?
Last week.
Oh, last week, okay. So it didn't come out today or last week. I'm an idiot.
I only got it on Monday.
Okay. Monday. It's still very. It's
big. Yeah, you know, I haven't had time to really play
it's
it.
It's new.
That's going to annoy the sound.
It's fine. It's just a phone going off. I mean.
Is it your girlfriend?
No, it's my mummy.
Is it your mad GF? Oh, it's your mummy. Ooh.
It's his mummy. It is his mad GF.
I'm
so sorry.
That's nasty.
What did you say?
Oh, it's your mummy. It's your mad GF.
Run, Cor.
I joke.
I think it's really unprofessional if your phone goes off while you're on. I've got to take this call.
Oh, you're playing Goofy Goober?
Hello.
You're a Goofy Goober!
Yes, I know you want to rock. I'll call you back, Slash. Goodbye.
At least mine was on
Slash. I know Slash.
At least mine was on silent.
I'm sorry.
It was just a bit of vibration noise, that was all.
Just a smooth vibration.
Do you hate that when you're in an important meeting or at school?
Good. I tried to make a vibration actually happen and it just didn't happen.
Don't you hate that when you're at school or a really important meeting or when someone's talking to you and your phone just vibrates?
My phone flashes really a couple of times, so you can see it through the pocket and everything.
When I was at uni, my phone used to vibrate. I think I was getting texts from you.
Yeah.
And you would just send me five at a time.
Yeah, so, cool. I'll be like,
take care.
Davis.
Yeah, and I'll be like, shut up. Because it'll be very annoying. I'm trying to listen to about picking up poo from old people.
And then, I was like, you're talking about poo? And I'd be like, I'll be right back. Here, rate my poo. And like, what are you doing?
Then I'll send you a ball.
Then you forward it to your mates.
What mates?
Ooh. 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 Legit burn to yourself.
So.
Okay.
Did we finish that rap?
Oh, yeah, we're just talking about it now. Yeah, it's all good.
Speaking about poo, I've got a little segue.
Go ahead, okay. Go ahead, mate. Introduce whatever you want right now.
3 weeks ago. All right.
Excellent. Story time.
All right.
Just grab the popcorn.
All right, kids, gather around. I've got to tell you.
I am gathered.
No. Creepy Koala's going to tell you a story.
Creepy Koala. We call you Koala, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's easier if you just call me Koala.
No, I mean, it's a sometime. Like, that's a nickname that we have for you. Like, that's bizarre.
So, yeah, about 3 weeks ago, going to a comic book store, as you usually do. But on this important day, I needed to take a dump.
Of course.
See, we're talking about poo and now I'm talking about
poo. See, he dumps, poos, yeah.
So, I really need to go. And I was like, oh, I don't know which one to go to. And I just walked straight ahead. It's like the nearest... to the nearest store I could find.
Yeah.
It was green. It was open. It said, it's open.
Vacant.
Okay. Yeah, vacant. Thank you.
You're talking about a toilet store, though.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No. I went to, like, a normal store.
Well, that's what you said store? And I was like, shop. You just walked into a shop. You're like, I'm gonna dump. Like, let loose. And they're like, ah! Oh!
Just went to, like, the nearest, Apple store, yeah, and he's like, this is what I think about
your product. Also, Apple stores are great because it's all just glass windows and white.
There's more like workers than there is customers there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really need to go. So I was like, oh, I need to go. So I skidded along to the nearest one. Green.
Yeah.
Vacant. Open the door. Just some guy in there. About 50. A bit of a beard.
Could you see him? Like, was he on the toilet facing you? What did you see?
I saw him facing me, sitting down.
Did you see the eyes of fear?
I saw the eyes of fear. I saw no balls. No,
no balls. They were all tucked into the toilet. Not yet. It's a proper.
And as soon as I opened the door, he screamed out, no, and tried to reach for it, but couldn't. I immediately closed the door. I was like, nope. I can hold it.
Nope.
I can hold it.
Not till I get home.
Basically. Then I couldn't wait, so I waited for him to leave because I didn't want the awkwardness of me taking a dump. Then him walking out, me and him making eye contact, and just
that moment. Speaking of poo, actually, I've got so many poo stories. Can I just start going off?
Yeah.
Oh, if you really must.
All right. I got two off.
Please tune out now if you do not like feces and poo and whatever.
I think
else.
It's a little too late for that.
It's too late. You're too far into the filthy crap. Time for more filthy crap. So, go with the less dark one and go with the one that makes me laugh.
Mate, if you want poo stories,
I've got great. Tell me another one right after this. We'll take turns. I'll go. You go.
This is what it's so good about being a nurse.
Yeah, you
just
got
poo stories up the wazoo.
I know. Poo up the wazoo. So one time I was with Tracy with T Dogs with. One time I was with Ross, my girlfriend, and
Tracy.
Oh, why would
apparently.
You do that? Why would
you
do
just
that?
Said it.
Well, I'm going to cut it out.
Oh.
One time I was with Ross, and I went to, we were at the train station, and, there was a huge line for the toilet. I've never, I'm usually not the type of person to line up for the toilet. I'll just go, whatever, I'll wait. I needed this. I needed this so bad.
One or two.
Number one, it was just so strong. Number two, I can hold him for days. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Number one, if I gotta go, mate, I'm gonna die if I don't go.
Number one's wee, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes. Good job. Here's a star.
Have a cookie.
Have the star. Sorry, it's in spaghetti form. But
No.
Put it on the child's chest.
Nico, toilet. Open the door.
Nico, toilet. Open the door.
Nothing but spaghetti.
I wish that was the story. Oh, that was so good. Line up for ages. These people, take so long there. I'm like, what are they doing? Get in there. There's just this poo on the ground. And, after, it was a 5 minute line. Get in there. There's poo on the ground. And there's a poo on the toilet. Perfect logs. On the toilet seat. I was like, oh. No one could have used tissue paper and moved it, could they? No one's man enough to move these poos. I'm going to have to do it, aren't I? So I took on the white knight privilege. Get wrapping my hands in toilet paper, grabbing up the poos, putting them in the toilet, flushing it. Toilet doesn't flush again after that. Flush them. It's something goes wrong. Whatever. Doesn't flush. I can't flush again when I pee. So I'm like, hope no one needs to poo again. Wash my hands. Leave. Hear someone go in. They're like, oh,
who did this?
Yeah, no. Bleah. I hear them go in, and then like me and Ross were standing there, and she was like, are you good? And I was like, yeah. And I was like what? There was no like I just was like washing the water off of my pants, and I was like, yeah.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah, I washed my yes.
Good.
Do you keep dying? Oh yeah, man, this is great.
I did one battle with this monster thing. I don't know.
This is great.
It's like beast.
Try and leave wherever you are. Load another save. Go to.
This is the second save I've loaded.
Go to Final Fantasy 2 or something. I don't know. Just stick around.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we were walking over, we did hear like a cry out, like a. I don't know what happened.
It's everywhere.
Maybe the toilet.
It's on the roof.
Maybe the toilet legit clogged when I'd like happened, and it started coming back up. That's what I hope happened. At any point, I made this man scream because I saved the day. Maybe those poos flew out of the toilet. Like, who knows? This is bizarre. What's your other poo story?
All right, I've just got two. Which one do you want to hear? German lady or old man?
German lady. It's literally the best. Now we'll say that for very last.
All right, old man. All right,
old man Jenkins.
Well, we'll call him Old Man Jenkins.
Okay.
I don't really remember.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's
so, he obviously has dementia. He doesn't remember, I don't think.
Okay, it's fine, yeah.
He's got Alzheimer's. Just
slipped out.
Nah,
just to specify, you're a nurse. Like,
yeah.
Like, you were in training for this when this happened. You were
in
an elderly home. Yeah.
He needed help going to the toilet, and he can't take himself.
Okay.
Because he needs a... Komodo chair.
Assistance, yeah.
That's like a wheelchair with the...
I know, bottom, yeah.
In case anybody... So no. Anyway, he said he really needed to go really bad.
Yeah.
So, in like a state of panic, I took off his pants right there. Like, this is in his room.
Yeah.
So he's got his own private thing. It was all by himself. The windows were closed.
Yeah.
Took him down. Like, put him on the chair. Wheeled him in. Little did I know, he started making a number two as soon as he sat down.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
It's his natural reaction. He was like, oh.
You needed to get him into the toilet first.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like...
He should have known, but again, dementia. Yeah. Like,
so it was my fault, it was like
the... So then you had to clean this trail of poo.
Yeah, was there literally a trail?
Yep.
Hilarious, then. The story like, goes up from a 6 to an 8. This
like,
is great.
It was like a trail.
There was two was like massive clogging. Logs. outside the bathroom.
Did you trip over them on the way out?
No. I stepped around, I was like, oh no.
Oh no!
And then... I put him onto the chair, into the bathroom,
yep.
On the toilet.
Yeah,
there's still like a massive trail just leading here in the bathroom.
What did you do?
Like, I cleaned it up.
How?
Like the same thing you did. Okay. You like got tissue paper, or toilet paper, put it in the toilet, and it didn't flush.
This is what they told me. If they ever like happens, if they ever poo in the shower, just shower it down.
Yeah.
So I got the shower.
What about the carpet?
Oh, yeah, there was no carpet. It's
oh,
like a,
that's what I mean. I was like, I thought it was carpet. I was really like, worried.
I thought you were about to
like, get that out.
And then I like showered the carpet
got
down.
I got them all cleaned up. I asked another nurse to wheel him out to like the rec hall so I can clean it up.
Yeah.
So I picked up the crap with a tissue paper that was outside the bathroom, and with the rest, I showered it down.
Was it moist?
That's great.
I don't know.
It was moist after that. Is that done?
Moist. Yep.
My final one, which is I'm just gonna name drop because I don't even care. I'm not gonna hide the name. I'm not gonna censor this. I don't care because I don't like this person. I just straight up don't like this person, so I'm gonna tell them this story. In high school, we were in. It was 11 or 12. It was very late.
Excellent.
People
excellent.
Need to hear this.
I know this person.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I don't like this person. So
do
I'm
I know this person?
This person's a bitch.
Yeah. Only me and.
Well, it's Davis.
Davis know this. Yeah. Oh, it's Davis. Obviously. Yeah.
Actually, no. I've got another poo story as well. I've got so many.
Just one more. Just one more.
We can't.
One more. We've got to wrap this up.
We've got to move on.
Anyway, high school. Year 11 or 12, we're doing some sort of exam, doesn't really matter. In this exam for like an hour and a half straight, very hot that day. Like, blistering hot, sweating everywhere. All your juices are coming out of you, whether you want it or not. Anyway, I remember clearly, not that I'm a huge perv. Like, I am not. I do not really, like, ask Ross, she'll tell you. She's like, no, he doesn't stare at butts. He just doesn't.
On this particular day.
No, but I have peripheral
that
vision.
That cannot lie.
Like, I have peripheral vision, I notice. I notice when something is on and when something is off.
You need to be brothers. Do not deny.
Anyway.
And the girl walks in with that itty
bitty green.
Itty bitty waist. With a wrathing in your face.
You get spoing. Terrible. Anyway, yeah, so like, before, because we all stand up and like, whatever, salute the teacher. I don't even remember at this point. We all stand up before we sit down, and then we all sit down at the same time, and then at the end we all stand up at the same time.
Except for me. I was in the class.
Doesn't matter. Before we stood up, this girl in front of me, name's Adeline.
Yep.
Sure. They're all wearing these blue and white plain dresses. It's our school code uniform, head school uniform, so like, you can just, everything is default. So if there's anything even a little bit off, you can just tell. You can tell immediately. We're all sitting there. Everything is fine. We sit down. Gets hotter in the classroom. We're in there for like an hour and a half. It's a pretty normal time for an exam. Anyway, it's getting hotter and getting hotter. There's a lot of swamp ass happening. You know, you get a bit, you know, sweaty down there. Right at the end. There was no hint for this. There was no anything. We all stand up. Look ahead. Poo. All across the back of a dress.
Oh.
Poo all across the back of it, smeared everywhere. And it, like, not to be filthy, it was not, I can tell it wasn't period blood. It was clearly that beautiful shade of brown that is, like, associated with poo. It was poo. She had pooed at some point, or it had seeped out.
Or she'd tried to fart. Yeah,
maybe she farted and she sharted, who knows?
And then she's just like, oh, the whole hour and a half trying to realise.
Who knows when it happened.
We're trying to think, how am I going to fix this?
Yeah.
Who knows when
it happened?
Hour and a half later? It's done.
Who knows when it happened? She went, like, after that, we went out, whatever, we're all in a big bundle, so, like, she probably got away with it. I was probably the only one that's seen it. Unless someone else also just held on to this story for years like me. We all go out, didn't see it for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We had a full, like, you know, we have like lunch and stuff after that. We were the type of school that if we had an exam, we still had to stay there on the day. It was a bit, and our group stayed on the day because we knew it. So we stayed.
Excuse me.
We stayed there a lot of the time.
Study is a strong word.
I didn't say study. I said stayed. Mate, we watched Breaking Bad, Spider-Man, whatever.
That was the best.
It was great. So yeah, this guy Adeline pooed in front of me in class. Just sat there in it. Got up. Disgusting.
You didn't smell her?
I can't remember. If I did, the image was strong enough. That was like, oh dear. Yeah, so that happened. Yeah. That's my ultimate, like, I can't believe that happened to story.
Alright.
And now, this one tops this. This is the most, this is hilarious.
You probably harmed her too much, but...
Go on.
Alright, for my first nursing placement,
Was this like the first day as well?
No, it was like the second.
Damn, you should have just said first. That would be so much funnier. Go on.
It was like the second day.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, first.
you can't lie with the poo stories.
Yeah,
they have to be true.
Yeah. That was
true. You can't just like make it first
mate,
day.
Poo,
to make
poo
it
stories are just fact. No elaboration.
All right. So this, I was in a German nursing home for old people for like dementia and stuff.
Yeah.
So this person in particular could not speak English or could not walk.
Okay.
So, but she really hated male nurse for some reason.
Okay, go on.
I don't know what I did to her. I've never
it doesn't matter what you did. It's you're a male, you're a nurse.
But
excellent.
Thanks, man.
No, you're right. By the way, you're really loud.
Good. I wondered.
Just no.
So the nurses are like, oh, go shower this girl. Go for a bit of a laugh. Because I'm the new guy, so...
Yeah.
So, maybe I showered her, did everything I was supposed to, washed her, shampooed her, everything.
Conditioner?
Do you think we're made of money?
I'm just asking. Apparently you did everything.
The budget.
That's everything that they're told to do.
And conditioned?
Well, the shampoo is the conditioner.
Oh, so it's 2-in-1, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was 2-in-1.
Oh, okay. So I'm just trying to get the story right.
Good,
like, I'm
mate.
Trying to get the
it's
facts.
Good,
I'm trying to get... Trying to just...
You know that this is going to be a poo story. Like, just like... you know that. Like,
I know.
So,
but I'm trying to get the facts. So
okay,
I can see right. every angle and then...
You need to know. Okay.
Yeah.
So... After I showered her,
you turn the water off, you turn that knob.
Yeah.
What temperature do you think the water was
on? Well, it doesn't matter. He's turning the knob, you turn around, what's happening?
Okay, she gives me the most angriest death stare I've ever had. I've had quite a few death stares of girls.
Should we call this the angry
Angry German.
Angry German lady.
Yeah.
Angry.
Angus.
Angry Angus.
Angry Angus.
The Angry Angus look. Even though I had to do that. Yeah. She was so angry. She looks at me, says something in German. She may have swore at me. I don't know.
Scheiße.
But she... If any of you have watched Breaking Bad, when Hector...
Hector Salamanca looks at Gus for that first time, and he rings the bell. That look of evil. That look of...
Yeah.
Like, or when the Estor gave me that look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Estor gave you a look of that level.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It was when I was trying to... Or I was going to pick her up and take her into the freezing cold water in the mountains in the middle of winter.
And she was like...
Which I had just been swimming in.
Her smile...
And I was cold.
Her smile immediately went to like...
Yeah, the laughing... And the
laughing stopped like,
the,
that day.
Yeah, it stopped. Yeah. It was just...
Laughing is stopped and the pants are green. Don't
you even think about this.
Alright, so she's you this...
nearly did it anyway.
So she's giving you this death stare.
And I look down. Yeah. Poo just fell from the sky.
So it wasn't an angry look. It was more of a... Bush!
No, that was an angry look was, then. Yeah. I looked at her, she smiles at me.
Yeah. Like, you're cleaning this up.
Yep.
Wow.
And she knew I had to shower again.
And that you would not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Did you get rid of the poo then shower again?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Good start. Those were some poo stories.
We should call this, instead of spaghetti shenanigans, pooey shenanigans.
I'll give it some shitty name.
I don't have a poo story like you guys. All I've got is like people that have dropped their wedding ring
going to the toilet
and then they've had to like try find it.
Oh.
You know who you are.
Is it, no?
Not, I don't even know what that's.
It's not,
Oh.
Is it? Is it Krillin?
Krillin. Yes, there we go. Krillin.
Well, anybody who's... Like, excellent. What a knobhead, mate. What an egg he is.
Or another person who has destroyed a toilet seat trying to go to the toilet.
Is that me?
Was that you?
No, I don't know. Was it?
Did you do that?
No.
Is this a confession straight up?
No, wait.
No, we're just
happened?
Wondering who?
Oh, there's someone that just unleashed in the toilet and...
Is this at your house?
Yes. That's why we changed toilet seats.
In Skeletor's old flat, I was getting up from the toilet or what? I don't think I even used the toilet. I think I was just going out.
I broke
that handle. I was like, is this how we...
No. This is like the toilet seat. Okay. Just like snapped.
We'll cut this bit out. Who was it?
Do you actually know?
Cool.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay. Excellent.
Who else?
Like, oh, I don't know.
I was thinking Sarah.
Yeah, I was like, if it's an actual mystery, this is hilarious.
I was thinking, like a quick turn of events, it was Sarah.
It was Sarah. She was like...
I do have another one. Not Krillin.
Oh,
actually, I think he may have done it as well.
Yeah.
Sometime in his life. Or her life, depending on who that is. You know who that is.
Yes.
So, this is... made of a mate. I do actually know him.
Made of a mate? A mating mate?
I'm just trying to think out. No, I can't really. I don't know. Can't give him a name. Driving home from work. He's a tradie. And he's like, I really need to go to the toilet. Didn't make it. Just decided.
Oh.
Just decided to just feel easy about it and just, crapped his pants and drive it home.
Oh. Why wouldn't you pull over and just like put your butt out the window or something?
That's just what he did.
At the least.
Just decide, like, I'm just going to crap my pants.
Was he drunk? Was
no, he just
did he have
work.
A bit of a tradie?
He just finished work.
He was
just finished work, and he's just like,
yeah. Did he have a bit of a trade?
Yeah, he needed to go, and yeah.
So when,
if that ain't the dankest shit. So what's the next segment? If we've, you know, we're at 53 minutes. If we've got time, try and keep it to an hour. This show. So.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, we're in general stuff, really.
We've done.
Oh, well, I've got another story.
Okay, no, sorry.
It just happened to us before when we were going to get our food.
Oh, yeah.
We were standing there talking about our comics, and awkward guy shows up, makes our conversation quite awkward. Have you guys got some spare change? And we're just like,
Yeah, standing right in front of
me and Davis are like standing right in front of this
Oz chicken
waiting
shop
for food.
Waiting for food.
Clearly just like,
and I'm holding my wallet in my hand about to get some out to pay for my food.
I've got coins, you can hear, yeah, you hear them shuffling.
I was coming back from the car with my wallet.
So it's not far from the pub, so it's just like, it's, you guys got some spare change. And then Dave rocks up just with his spare change.
As soon as I had was spare change.
Davis just turns and walks into the shop. I was like, nah, sorry, mate. Follows him in.
I heard what you said and I was like, no. And then I just turned around and was like, good. I feel so bad.
And he just awkwardly just walks off towards the pub.
He didn't look that poor.
No, but I guess he had a bag.
That's stereotypical to say, I don't know.
He's probably just going to have a drink.
I think so.
Yeah.
He lived in Mount Druitt.
Yeah,
he lived in Mount, like,
it's not like everyone else in Mount Druitt is probably in a similar situation as
I'm
him.
I'm pretty sure Mount Druitt's the rich area, right?
Yeah. So, like, the same thing happened to me when I was in Mount Druitt, where the bus stations are.
Yeah,
some guy asked me, "Do you have any change, mate?" I looked at him like very scared. I was like, "No." Put my hand, put in my pocket, gave him nothing but spaghetti. He was like, "What should I do with this?"
Eat it.
I don't know.
Just eat it.
I don't know.
Spaghetti.
Eat it. Grab a fork. Eat it. Okay. Are you done with general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I want to try and see if we can get this even under.
So now it's just strange and funny stuff.
Okay, strange stuff is pretty much going to be... I don't... There's nothing... Unless you've got anything...
Oh, I do have something.
Okay, go.
Happened to all of us.
Okay.
Couple weeks ago, when was it? It was a Saturday, I think. Yeah, I think it was a Saturday. You guys had just, the day before, had your D&D game.
Oh yeah, finally, for like, how many weeks has it been?
Yeah. We've
got one tomorrow, I'm pretty excited for that.
Actually, D&D. It's my first time in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a
D&D
while.
D&D is gay.
So after our Pathfinder game,
even though I run
your D&D game.
Yeah.
I didn't play my path on the game, but
continue.
With that week off, one of our mates informed you of a certain comic book shop opening up.
Oh, calling you out, Big V.
Big V.
Mate.
Big V.
Big V.
Big V. Told
comic
us about
book,
this magical
comic
place.
Book shop. We were expecting this amazing comic book.
Like he just dropped it.
Probably not as good as King's Comics.
No,
or Phantom Zone. We were just expecting a nice, small
close
comic
to home
book
comic book shop of similar quality, if not less than Phantom Zone. Phantom Zone's okay. It's very small.
And we have a better cashier.
That's the problem with Phantom Zone. The guy who runs it, bit of a dick. Yeah, that's right. He's
a massive dick.
He's very rude. He's like it's very hard to deal with.
I've never experienced it. I have. You guys
almost
have been there
every
a
time
more
I go.
Than I have.
He does it today. He didn't. It was fine.
The only
reason
I still go to him.
Yeah,
he's the only close.
He's very close, and he got. He gets what we need. Like,
yeah,
that's it. You know, we had this mad dream from Big V. Get this new place. I think he said it was new. Go to this new place, got all these mad guys there. Here's a name drop. He gave me a name drop, so I don't know if we'd get a discount or they'd welcome us, whatever.
$5 each on the return
$5
ticket,
each
to
on
the
train. Return ticket for the train. So we all invested. It was four of us.
This is a day plan.
This was David, David, Davis, and Ross. We were all there. Four of us, that's $20. It's $20 just to see this place.
What do we do? We rock up?
We find it wasn't hard. It was way closer than we thought. We're like, this is sweet. It's right here. Here it is. Oh, no.
Oh, the spaghetti.
I wish I was joking about the spaghetti. It was just boxes of spaghetti everywhere. Cartons of spaghetti. Just over.
We're looking through the doors. There's about six guys standing there all discussing.
Yeah. All with their backs turned.
What should we do today?
Yeah, all their backs turned and someone walks in. And I was like, I'll be brave enough. Walk in. Excuse me, sir. I'd like to browse your wares. They all slowly...
And pull the spaghetti out for us.
They all slowly turned around, dripping their spaghetti and... They were holding it. They were trying to hold it. They were standing still. They're doing so well. Then we interrupted them.
Now,
so the air in the room is awkward. Now we walk in. None of them are really talking.
They
all
look at us.
There's silence.
Tables set up.
There's tables set up. They're already halfway through a D&D game.
This is
a middle of a shop, by the way. This is not a D&D den. This is a shop with a proper, like, you have. There's a cash register. There's things to buy. And there's just guys halfway through a D&D game.
Did you say things to buy? Did you say things to buy?
Apparently, we walk in. Where's the comics?
We have more comic books than this.
We have more comic books in our house than this had. Whole shop had.
I had more comic books.
I had more board games than this whole shop.
This was
had.
A tiny, tiny establishment. It was someone's bedroom. Unless I've got more in my bedroom. Combined, we would have more like space in our bedrooms in this whole shop and like items in our bed. Like this, it was poor. It was a poor effort.
I've never been offended in my life.
But Mr. V.
Big V, terrible.
Oh, Dave, tell them how long I lasted in that shop.
Mate, so like me and David were in there the longest. Davis was out in like 2 minutes. Not even 2 minutes.
I was just trying to get to the board games.
Me and David, we were just determined. We're like, we're going to get around this D&D game without interrupting these nerds.
No, we couldn't.
A long way around. We had to wait for them to move.
We went towards the sink.
Yeah, we went towards the sink in the middle of the shop. Next to the cabinet sink. Of board games you can't buy.
The shop.
In the middle of the shop.
So yeah, it was just someone's house. But I don't... It was so bizarre. Look, leveling, be fair here. If you don't really... If you're very into that, just like playing Dungeons & Dragons and having that community, it's probably a mad place. I wanted a shop... I bought Ross there so she could buy a D&D character and dice and stuff.
Yeah, and they didn't have dice. They didn't have D&D characters.
They had like a couple.
They had secondhand comics. Secondhand comics and stuff.
It was a garage sale. It was a bad first experience for someone trying to get into D&D. It's pretty much all the negatives of D&D. Like, here's a group of nerds who get together.
Not friendly. No offense, Big B.
Here's a group of nerds who gets together. It's good if that's your thing.
It's not what we wanted.
We wanted a comic book shop. We didn't get a comic book shop. So, like, on that level, extremely disappointed.
What would you rate the store? Will you rate the store?
Zero. -7.
No, like 3 out of 5. They were selling stuff. They were selling stuff I wanted.
Two spaghettis for me. Two meatballs.
Mate, one strain at an impossible 100.
It can feed... enough serving to feed half a person. So, nothing.
It was a cat.
A cat. I would...
What is this?
Okay, that's a great rating system. I love it.
Spaghetti,
cat, meatball. It's beautiful.
Strands.
Beautiful strands, servings. Excellent. Okay, and...
So then we went back and did nothing for the rest of the day.
We went to Blacktown. There was also like nothing there.
Game Traders, yeah.
We just went home and like, this was some mad waste of...
Did I get something? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did in the end.
What did I get? Oh, Captain America. I got Korra Season 2. Captain America.
Yeah, and so... Davis got Korra Season 2.
On Blu-ray.
And we all watched it in like a week and it was great. It was so good.
I was thinking of Get the Plants vs. Zombies, but I didn't.
Yeah, nah, that's fine.
Of course, it's Madden Season. Madden Season! Don't ask why.
Do you have any strange stuff, Davis, or can we go into like the big one for this week?
I've already told my stories I wanted to tell.
So basically, it's just this leak.
It's
pretty. Don't have to go into detail. Don't have to get muddy.
What's this you're going on about?
The nude leaks.
Oh, I did have another funny story.
Well, I'll just be quick. We'll be quick about this in there. So I'm an active 4chan user. No, I didn't do this. That's stupid. Don't ask.
David did do this. Dave.
Me, Dave. Yeah, I was clearly me. No, but like, so 4chan seen this as like a gift from the gods. So like, look at these millions of, I don't know how many fakes, so heaps apparently. Everyone's talking about this. The biggest one I see is J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence. Everyone's like,
I woke up.
Jennifer Lawrence, you know.
And the internet blew up.
Yeah, the internet was blowing up. And 4chan was like, this is a gift from the gods, whatever. They're praising this guy. And because they're just jerks. They are a community of jerks. Everyone is a jerk. This guy uploaded all the pictures to 4chan, whatever, showed him, like, hey, I did this because who cares? I'm not going to get caught. And he showed, this is his downfall. This is this guy's downfall. He showed a picture where it was, like, a bunch of other random pictures that he was going to leak, but they were blurred out. And he didn't blur out the name of the hard drives he was using. And they're all custom named hard drives. And from that tiny bit of nothing information, 4chan found out who he was and outed him and sent him to the police. So this man has been caught because the people who, you know, he trusted and like was like, here you go, bros, this is for you, were just like, lol, jokes, jail, FBI, here you go. Because they're just jerks. Like, nothing is good enough. They're just jerks.
That's where he went wrong. He trusted 4chan.
Nobody trusted
4chan. No, I told you about 4chan, bro. So yeah, that was, I think, interesting. Like, as far as, like, I don't really care about the leaked nudes. Like, from what I hear, it's all like private photos. Like, it was nothing like... Whatever. It's private photos. A lot of them are married, aren't they?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know. Then I don't know anything.
Isn't Jennifer Lawrence?
I know. Yeah, I thought
Jennifer Lawrence is married. She's married, I think.
No.
It's the only one I know. Isn't she?
No, I think she's just... She's dating the guy from Coldplay.
I think you might want to Google.
No, I don't think they got married.
Pretty sure she's married.
No,
we can't Google anymore.
There's
no internet.
Yeah, so we can't fact check.
Apparently there's phone reception.
Can't fact check.
Because Gwyneth Paltrow and thing had just got off divorce.
I think look into
it. No, they're not even divorced. They're separated.
I think just look into it, man.
Gwyneth Paltrow and
Well, you guys can look it up.
Either Dave's gonna be an idiot, or Dave is gonna be an idiot.
Send us some hate mail.
One of us is an idiot.
Send us some hate mail.
Send us some hate mail, please. Yeah. We haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah.
Just tell us we're stupid.
Mainly Dave and David.
Mainly me, because I'm an idiot.
Praise David.
Praise Chin Chin over here. You know.
So, do you remember Hector from Spill?
Yeah. Oh, good old Hector. Yeah.
You remember he wanted to date that celebrity, go to the prom?
Yeah.
Well, that celebrity got leaked. So somebody
Has somebody been photoshopping him?
No,
someone
from Spill.com.
Yeah.
Was just like Nigel Duncan.
Hey, bad like, gift giver, Nigel Duncan. Yeah.
He was like, oh, do you remember this guy who asked you to the prom? Well, now he's just flapping to your neighbor bitch. He's like, what?
Excuse me?
Brock Lesnar, she was just like,
ooh!
Ooh! Ooh!
So that's, like, I don't, like, that's, it's strange because I don't really understand how it all works, but, like, 40-something different people got, like, nudes leaked. That's a lot of, like, built up info. This guy sat there for a while with this, obviously, and then was like, I'm gonna get
time to unleash.
Yeah, it's time to unleash this bulk that I've like acquired.
He just wanted power.
It's incredibly creepy to me.
He gave away his power.
Yeah, what did he want? Power?
Money. When did he want it? On the weekend.
Who is this fortune? What does he want? He's just a system administrator, but I don't know really what he wants.
The cloud.
The cloud. It's in the ether. JRPGs are not for you, eh?
No.
Neither is Madden.
Oh!
Neither of your mum.
Oh.
Why do you do this to me?
Because
you do it to me.
Do you have anything else?
Yes. Yes, I do. Go ahead. You were all there too. It was the same day as that story.
Excellent.
Do you remember?
Nope.
Do you remember?
Depends what you're talking about.
The train.
About it. Being late.
Slightly. Oh, the girl that was like...
The girl and the mum and
yes!
the kids.
Oh, that was great.
You just don't remember that.
That was great, yeah.
Oh, the best story.
Oh, man.
We were getting off of Blacktown, heading up the stairs, when you see this happy. This chick running down the stairs with, what is it, a Macca's ice cream or coffee?
Oh, it was a...
Macca's bag.
McFlurry,
and someone had the bag.
Yeah, and she's like running down the stairs, running into people, pushing them out of the way.
So good.
Wait! The train! Stop!
The train had already started moving. Before they were even at the top of
And then as we get to the top of the stairs, there's this mum with these two kids. They've got their Macca's bags and Macca's drinks.
The kids are obviously
like... They're Happy Meals. They're all excited. They're getting on the train. Wait! Stop the train! Tell them to stop! We're coming! We're still coming!
Tell the train to stop! And the train is gone.
And they're gone. They're gone. The last carriage is just passing. That's already down the bottom there. Trying to get the train to stop. And then as they're running down the stairs... Oh, let's just go home then.
It's like, go home.
Buying the Maccas made them late.
That's right.
McDonald's and they've then decided, late. Because the train has now left without
that's
them.
That's it.
It's the train's fault. They're just going to take the kids home. It's ruined their day. The Maccas.
Didn't look at the times, went and bought Maccas.
No.
We wouldn't do anything that stupid.
No, we wouldn't. Would we?
Would we?
Would we?
Would we, Davis?
Would we? The same thing almost happened to us.
Remember what happened later that day? I do too. I don't.
Davis, as we get into the train, like 4 minutes to the train, it's like, I want a McFlurry.
Really want a McFlurry.
Oh gosh, no, we need to get on the train, Davis.
Mate, I'm addicted to like Oz chicken, just the gravy. But even then, like once I had a little bit of stuff. I've never seen anyone addicted to McFlurries like this guy. This guy is the biggest, like...
What's your favourite flavour?
Oh, I know.
McFlurry.
No.
McFlurry's your favourite flavour.
M&M.
McFlurry.
M&M's. Yeah.
Mine was Oreo.
Yeah, it's like Oreo. No, it's got M&M McFlurry every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Oh, when it first came back, I was so afraid that it was going to go back.
Yeah, like, it was going to take it away from me again. I'm not going to get my mini M&M's in my ice cream.
Yeah.
I need my lard and my chocolate. I need... Oh. When Michelle...
Michelle,
yeah.
Yeah, when, I forgot about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, when she, you know, make good maid of ours, she's having a baby. She's like, you can't eat McDonald's ice cream. It's like, it'll kill the child. Something's horrible about it. I don't know. Anyway, well, she can't have one. She loves McFlurries. This guy
eats it in front of her.
Even better. Yeah, he so in front of her. So yeah, good. Tell him it's so good that I look straight to her face and I say, "You know what? I'm gonna have another."
Goes and buys a second McFlurry, comes back and just eats it in front of her again.
This one's for you. This one's for you, Michelle. That's right. You can't eat it. I'll eat it for you. This is good.
She was trying to. She was buying like just doing something with their phones at the office store. I just came back with mine.
With a second
like,
McFlurry.
Yeah, I was just like, this is so good.
Amazing. So that's just our week in general. Like, we didn't really do...
good prank that you could do with ice cream.
I've got a really great prank.
Or,
I'll tell you after
or
this.
Mousse.
Go ahead.
This has worked twice now with the S-Dog. She's fallen for it twice. I can't believe it.
Excellent.
Boyfriend of the year.
Love you, babe. But
hey,
love you.
This prank involves usually a soft serve ice cream from Macca's.
Yeah.
Take a couple licks. Oh, this tastes pretty good. I think my ice cream smells funny.
Yeah.
Could you smell my ice cream when they go in for the sniff? Dish, straight in the face.
How are you still...
Amazing.
And then you continue to eat your ice cream.
And you're like, it's fine.
And they get to eat their ice cream on their face.
They're delicious.
I've also done it to my cousin with chocolate mousse. Although he was wearing glasses at the time.
What I get...
And I just covered him with mousse.
Hey, David. How do you still have a girlfriend?
Because.
She can't resist all of this. Just put it into all of me.
Exactly.
Now, what I get people with a lot is... it smells like updog. Yeah. Do you smell that?
Smell like what?
It smells like updog in here.
Updog?
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, that's right. I got this guy with that so good. He said it perfectly, man. I was like, we're walking through his hallway and you know, he's got a dog in there, so it's like even better. I was like, oh, it smells like up dog in here. And he was like, what is up dog? I was dying. And he was like, what's wrong? What is up dog? What's up dog? He just kept saying what's up dog? What is up? What's up dog?
What's up with the dog?
Yeah,
why is the dog
like,
up?
David,
I don't understand.
What is up dog? And I was like just dying. He didn't get it.
Did he get it? Yeah.
I was like, what's up dog? And he was like, oh my god. So good. It was perfect. I've never gotten anyone with that before as well as I've gotten him. I got Ross with it and she was like, oh, proud, aren't
you? It's just that slow hand clap.
You're proud, aren't you? I was like, yeah.
Also, me and Ross have another reason to hate you.
I'm glad you caught on very quickly.
When me and Ross...
I knew.
When me and Ross...
You didn't. How did you not know?
You could have gone that like half hour with me.
When me and Ross get together, we just do nothing but hate on you.
That's how I am.
Easy target.
So I guess this week's hate mail is on...
It's on Jade.
All right.
Hate on me, boys.
Can I open up my letter?
Go ahead.
Well, we've got some... Nah, we can do that.
Yeah, go ahead. Do that first. Okay.
I hate Dave. He looks like a fat version of Thor.
I see.
No, He-Man.
He-Man?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
I said...
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on?
Continue.
Keep going.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, okay.
He just hates
you.
Good.
Because you look like...
I look like He-Man.
He-Man
apparently.
Or
this is the strangest... I usually roll with
you.
Did
dye
things.
Your hair
black.
Like a yellowy blonde.
It's not washed, it looks terrible.
Elf.
You can see it starting to come out.
Oh, yeah. It's been coming out for ages.
The roots are black.
Yeah. I don't
the
care.
Roots.
We got no hate mail this week, that's fine. So we can just basically skip over this if you want. Unless you've got anything. Unless you're hating on something right now.
Nah. Well, it's except for you, Dave. Nothing.
Oh, we've already cleared that. All right. Here's this. This is today. Gonna rant. Girlfriend transferred $40 to my bank account last night at 12:46 p.m.
So you've got the money.
A.m.
Where's my money?
No, mate. No.
Where's my money?
12:46 a.m. in the morning.
Where's my money?
Excuse me. Where's my money?
Right after midnight. Bam. It usually. like it takes like 5-6 hours to go in. We've done this a bunch of times. We've transferred back and forth for whatever reasons. It's fine. Didn't go in by. I told Davis last night, 'cause we're supposed to go to the city today. My money won't be until after lunchtime. And that was me being hopeful that it'd be in even before then, and it just give me time to sleep in. No, he gets there early. That's fine. I was waiting till 12 so that we could, like, the money would go in. Doesn't go in by 12. I was like, maybe if I wait till 12:46, it'll be in. Wasn't in.
12:46? Why 12:46?
That's exactly 12 hours after she deposited. Okay. Yeah, I feel like that would be a usual, like, some sort of waiting period. Anyway, not in. Waiting for ages. Call up, you know, my bank. And like, I was like, what's happening with this money? We transferred it.
Awesome.
It never takes as long for me. I don't know what's happening. And they're like, oh, it 1 to 2 working days. I was like, okay, we must have just got lucky every time. We've transferred it before and we came in early. We go out. I have to borrow money from everyone all day. And I'm sitting there waiting for it to go in, so we didn't have like any lunch. Davis bought me like a milk. It was amazing. We come home because I've got no money.
A whole milk. What, just normal
whole
milk?
Banana milk. My favourite drink in the world. Actually, technically, lime milk is my favourite.
They're disgusting.
So we go out for dinner. You come over, pick us up. We go out for dinner. We go and get Oz chicken. You can borrow money from you.
Not just Oz chicken. You get Oz chicken.
No,
I got kebab.
We got Oz chicken. You got kebab.
I got a nice kebab meal. Yeah, last excellent. Very tasty.
Yeah, boy, you take that kebab. Yeah. Money's still not in, so I can't even withdraw money to pay anyone back. Soon as we get back here, set up the stuff about to do the podcast. Bare money's in. Money's in the bank. Now, when I
money in the bank.
Money is in the bank. So now I'm gonna have to like wait till like tomorrow or Sunday.
You need to cash it in
to pay you,
now?
Even though I've got it right now. I just have no way of giving it to you. It's
where's
just annoying that, like, because
where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money?
Because it hasn't even been.
You know, I don't owe you anything. You owe me money.
He owes me money.
I don't know.
I owe you $10.
You owe you guys anything?
No, you don't. I owe you both $10. That's fine. That's not a problem. I would have paid for it myself.
I've already paid everything off.
Yeah, actually, he paid you off. It's just me who owes you $10. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
No, but technically, he does owe me $7 because he has $7 of my dollars.
Oh,
it's until the next comic book.
He doesn't owe you money. He owes you a comic.
That's yes, he owes me a comic.
You owe you a death of a Wolverine.
Yes.
Yes.
Number two.
Correct.
That is correct.
Yeah. So yeah, I was annoyed at the bank. Like, they were like, is he done?
Are you going to name your bank or not?
Commonwealth.
Commonwealth.
Okay. Commonwealth. Commonwealth. It was a transaction between Bendigo to
CBA is always fine for me.
Yeah, I like Commonwealth. They're fine. I don't care. It's just that this exact timing of them giving me the money was right after we did everything that I could possibly get used money for.
Mm.
They're like, oh, you're home now. You don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
I just didn't want it to go in at all until like tomorrow or something. So I could then get angry at something and call them up. Nah, it's worse because it's in now and I can't use it. Yeah. That's just a pet peeve sort of thing of today. That was nothing really. That's my hate mail.
Our pet peeve segment is now done.
That's it. Yeah.
A new one that just popped up out of nowhere.
Well, we had no one gave us hate mail, so I'm giving Commonwealth Bank hate mail. Mm. How dare you be slightly late?
Yep,
I don't really care that much.
All right, so last of all, what are we guys hyped for?
What are we hyped for? You want to do another rock paper scissors?
No, we're going on the hype train.
Hype train. Choo-choo! Oh yeah. Rock paper scissors. See who goes first. Yep.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Okay. Same thing happened again.
Damn it. Why do I always go for scissors? Why do I always go for scissors?
We both go for scissors.
And this guy, we said it last week when we left. He always goes for rock. We got to remember that. Because he literally always goes for rock. He did it again.
Let's do it again. Let's see if he goes for rock.
Scissors, paper, rock. He did. Look at that.
He did.
Look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but one. I won anyway.
No, you didn't. Not the first one.
The first one.
Yeah, first one.
I can't believe you went rock.
Oh, good faith for Rock. Rock never loses.
Good old Rock. Or predictable Bart.
Right,
I love the Rock.
I'm super excited for... It'll never come out until like 2017, but I don't care. The new Shazam movie.
Is that its date, 2017?
Probably.
So after the After Batman and that, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, cool. I thought it was going to be sooner.
Dwayne. The Rock. Johnson is playing the bad guy in it.
Oh, he was good in Hercules. We once saw Hercules.
How was that?
That was amazing.
His shit is massive with that beard.
That's it's the story about him and his gang, eh?
It's very different, but it was good.
Yeah. I've read a bit of the comic. I like the idea a lot more than I like a god type character, actually.
The ending was pretty good.
Cool. I'll probably watch it one day. So
yeah.
Don't spoil it.
So yeah, he's been cast as Black Adam.
Was that his choice?
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
He
talk about that.
He chose either to play the bad guy or the good guy, and he chose
like,
the bad guy.
I want to be the bad guy.
You only get bad
guy. Good guy, then you get to play more movies.
Yeah, but bad guy is like
one
of his favorite.
I think probably enjoy playing a bad guy a bit more.
And plus,
yeah, he's played good guys.
He
doesn't always play good guys. But
he has said in the past, either he wants to play John Stewart, the Black Green Lantern.
That'd be great.
Or
that'd be great.
Or the Black Adam, and this was back in like 2003 or 2004.
Glad they're just playing the Black Adam. You said you'd prefer that. I said you'd prefer if he did Shazam. Shazam's a white.
Oh yeah, but they'll.
I know it doesn't really matter, but like, why change a character just
yeah,
because you've got the Rock?
Aquaman.
Oh, I call him racist on me.
Aquaman's been.
Like, oh yeah.
Aquaman's been played by like a New Zealander.
That's fine.
That's not
the blonde. Rock is New Zealand.
That's exactly the same thing you're saying.
I know. Look, whatever. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So Shazam, yeah.
Shazam, what do you have for?
The weekends. I can't wait to get off work.
Everybody's
been so busy.
They've
just like dumped so much responsibility on me. So I'm
did
just
they?
Like, yeah.
So how's your job going?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, at the moment. So
do you want me to smudge you with
the starting our new project, and I'm just, I've just got a whole lot of new responsibilities.
I guess that's good, man. I mean,
yeah.
Do you want me to smudge you with this pillow to make a girl go away?
Make the girl go away? What?
Yep.
Girl. Apparently,
I said make
the
pain go away.
I said to make the girl go away.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the girl.
Look, the
too.
Listeners will know. The listener will know.
Yeah.
Bo will know. Bo! Let us know. Comment, subscribe.
Let us know, Bo.
Comment. What did he say? Did he say girl? What did he say? I'm so confused.
I won't listen to this again.
No, I'll never listen. Nah, I'll listen. I've got to listen to this whole thing.
We again. Are the three listeners.
Yeah.
And Bo.
And
Bo.
I think I can need her to listen to this last week. Shout out to those two. Thank you for even listening at all. Awesome. Mm. No one gets fans from the start, but to even have at least, I don't know how many people listen to this, I don't really look at the data. Even to have seen two people listen to it at all, that makes me happy.
No,
that's
it doesn't.
Nice. Does, actually.
Don't you lie.
It's better than no one.
Our number one and two fans, right there.
For now. Unless anyone else wants to speak up and say you actually watched it, we'll tear you. I will
the
put
more
you
write
tier.
In, the better,
the better
your
fandom. Status will go.
Yeah,
we'll drop your name on the show.
We won't give you anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give you the credit that you deserve.
That you
if
deserve.
You deserve it.
So, nothing.
Excellent.
At the moment.
I'm hyped for...
Oh, sorry. And one more.
Okay, go ahead.
This month, about 20 days, FIFA.
Isn't FIFA already come?
15. No, I've just got Madden 15.
June FIFA.
Right. FIFA 15.
Out this year.
FIFA 15. PS4.
15.
Add me if you want. Rig door. Let's fight it out.
Cool.
Let's fight.
Let's fight it out, but not with physical violence. Instead, let's just put that ball over there. That's going to be my fight. It's going to be my fight with you, mate.
Red card, you're set off, mate. Well, that's a bloody outrageous.
It's bloody outrageous, mate.
Hopefully they bring back lounge mode after like 4 years of absence.
What was that? Cause
lounge mode,
you guys rave on about that.
It was the best thing ever. It was on, which one was it?
2011,
I think.
Yeah, it sounds right.
So back on the PS3 when we used to play against each other
a lot.
Well, we do now, but it was just so much better back then.
I even played back then. Because
basically it like everyone like logged into their thing and you created a user and a team
in the game.
In this lounge mode.
Cool.
And then it would it could randomly choose two people to verse each other, so like say Dave versus David or Davis.
Yep.
And then it would keep record of goals scored and all that, or like who's won how many games against who and whatnot. It was just an awesome statistics thing.
And also,
it gave you some cheat cards to use if you really wanted. Like start off with three extra goals, or the other team had two red cards already.
Nice.
We never did that, but
it's more about the stats. We did more about
the stats.
I was like in between. I was in the middle. I was right in the middle.
I was at the top with two dads.
Yeah, I believe I was one above Skeletor, and that was it.
That
sounds
correct. Egg S-Dog, and like...
Everyone was above me, but I believe I was
above
Skeletor.
There was another person, I think, two above, but I won't say their name, the ones that should not be named.
Oh, Dead to Us.
Dead to Us, or
dead
Omega
to
Dead to Us?
Dead to of Dead to Us.
Omega Dead to Us, then.
Is that
the
person?
Red Dead to Us.
Yes.
Who's the
Red
Dead to Us?
Dead
Redemption,
Dead
Dead to huh? of the person that's dead to us.
Red Dead.
Who's dead to the person
we that's... We can't say it. We can't
it's,
talk about
it. It's the one that should not be named.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you jerk.
I screamed what? That so I could find it very easily when I was editing this. I had what I was hyped about, but I forgot. I had it right before we started talking. When I was about to say it, it was there. Nah, I'm always hyped for Phantom Pain. No, but like, there was something coming out very soon. Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
When's it coming out? Do you know what date?
I've still got
a pre-order there.
Winter.
Winter?
At the end.
Oh, they're winter.
Yeah, at the end.
It's only there awesome. It'll,
you watch it come out Christmas Day, mate. That'd be such a good thing.
But I'm not around Christmas time. It'll probably
come out like December 5th.
You could say.
I'm never around for your Boxing Day shopping ritual.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, we always go. Yeah,
now, it's not even Boxing Day, it's the 27th.
Yeah, now we've got the 27th. We've got the day after, so we lose all those deals.
You can always say no.
What, going away?
Yeah.
Like, go away.
You come.
I don't have holidays any other time of the year.
We don't get holidays, mate.
You like, do! 24/7!
Yeah, but, like, we don't get to do it. Like, we don't do anything. It's really depressing.
Lol.
Really depressing.
At least you have someone to talk to.
How long are we going for now? Right. It's like an hour and a half now.
Yeah, we're getting close. We'll probably finish out an hour and a half. Which is fine.
We're an hour and a half podcast.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thought it was going to be an hour again. Mate, we were going up to an hour.
Like, still would do 4 to 6 hour podcasts every day. Like, this is short for what I listen to. But I imagine other people wouldn't really want to stomach an hour and a half podcast. Could break it up in episodes. Sounds douchey. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm super hyped for Super Smash Brothers. It doesn't have a name. It's still just called Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. I think that's what it's actually going to be called as the final. It's just Super Smash Brothers.
Do you like the Amiibos?
Amiibo? I don't actually know what they do yet.
They're going to be like $13 each, I think.
That's fine with me. I don't really care.
I think I'll like to feel
Skylanders characters like that much, and they who cares about, you know, kids like that. These are like really well designed.
I'd be happy just Nintendo to have them as statues.
That's right. They're really well designed Nintendo characters that I love. Like, I love Samus, I love Mario, I love Link, I love, you know, like, anyone that's in the Brawl franchise, those are all awesome. I love every character in the Super Smash Bros., like, general from Melee upwards. Like, I love all that stuff. I'm very excited for that. That's coming out on the 3DS first.
That's true.
Just like, basically...
Or the new one. What's the new one? 3D... Is it just...
Have you heard about that? It's called the new 3DS LL in Japan. It'll be called
new. But it's different. It's just the upgraded version. It's like the 3DS
it's got, 2. It's got a little tiny stick on the... Like, called the C-Stick. It's very small. It's like... You know those laptops that have that, like, the little...
Yeah,
the
little red ball.
Little ball in the middle. Yeah, yeah. It's like that. It's this tiny little thing. You'd use it like an analog stick, though, so it's not like you spin it. But it's small like that. It's tiny compared to the other analog stick. Don't really get the purpose. There's another analog stick. Whatever. My 3DS has two analog sticks. I've got like an expansion pack. So that doesn't really apply to me, I think.
You can't play certain games.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was going to say. Except for like the one game I wanted.
3DS 2.
Yeah, it's really annoying. This is actually... What this is... Nintendo has actually done this before. People don't realise. The Game Boy Color did this. So on the Game Boy... So the Game Boy, the original Game Boy, could play grey cartridges. That's all of them had grey cartridges. Nintendo, like, Pokemon had, like, red and stuff. Then you could play those on the Game Boy Color, and it would give it a fake color palette. Game Boy Color games, which were exclusive to the Game Boy Color, were, like, clear, purplish cartridges. They were the same size, you just couldn't play them on a regular Game Boy. You could only play them on Game Boy Color, but you could play Game Boy and... games on both, but you couldn't play the Game Boy Color specific cartridges on the original Game Boy, even though they're at a technical level pretty much the same. They just have a 8-bit spectrum.
And then that Game Boy Advance, which just they just half the cartridge, so you couldn't play on the previous ones.
That's right, you're correct. That's like right there. If you take that out, it's a quarter size of the original cartridges. Half, you're right. Sorry.
Similar console to the Game Boy Color.
It's the same, except you can play Game Boy Color and
yeah, but you couldn't go play on it on previous consoles.
No. So yeah, this is that. It's really annoying actually, because that means I got to go. Like, it's a game coming out that I actually want. Xenoblade Chronicles. They're making like the ultimate version of this for the 3DS, except it's only on 3DS, new 3DS. I was like, I really want that game. This is how people play Pokemon. They bought a $300 $200 Pokemon machine so that they could just play Pokemon, like Davis.
Don't look at me.
I helped you get that thing. But wasn't it worth it to play Pokemon?
Don't look at me. I hate everything.
Ah, good man. So that's coming, well, read my comment. Coming out for 3DS first. I hope it's not XL new exclusive. I would hate that. That would mean I would have to buy a new 3DS. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I'm just hyped for Smash Brothers. Yeah.
Sweet.
And got any final words? Famous last words?
Yeah, I've got some.
Alright.
Don't trust three guys to talk about poo for like in like a restricted.
That would have been a good half hour.
It wasn't three guys, it was like two. And then what did you talk about?
I added in on afterwards.
Yeah.
Was it poo?
Don't trust them.
Krillin.
Sorry.
I added in quite a few stories.
You said that you didn't as soon as we finished. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Don't
trust. I remember you added stories, but I didn't know if they were poo. I'm out of it. Went to sleep.
I was late at night.
I've got so much.
I need to go home to bed. I've got to work in the morning.
I've got so much more stories, but just because of time restrictions, we
couldn't tell. I've probably got a lot more, but I just.
We're already at. We just went an hour and a half then.
What's your famous last words?
Famous last words. Big V, sorry. Yeah. Big V? No.
Just no.
No, you're a good person. I respect you, but no.
No.
No. I'm sorry, no.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
No.
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 Cool beans. You should know where that's from.
Yeah.
Dong.
You know that movie? That's just a ripoff of Tim and Eric. We're fading out, boys. We're not going out in the bang.
That's hot, right?
I knew what I was going to say. That's a ripoff of Tim and Eric, man.
Look at a bit.
Don't trust the Pope with everything.
No. get to your train early. If you want Maccas, get to your train early.
Yeah.
Then you can get Maccas. Yeah. Then you can get on your train.
Nah, if you get to the platform and there's 2 minutes left on your train, don't go line up for Maccas.
No.
Don't go line up for Maccas.
No.
Don't go for
and
munchies.
I could
and
really get a McFlurry.
Never trust a fart.
Never
it
trust
can end
a fart.
Well.
Adeline,
and it can end really, really
I hope
bad.
You've learned a very valuable lesson from not listening to this.
And being beer Francis.
I don't care.
Lol.
That's it. That's pretty much it.
Good podcast.
It was a good podcast. It'll be up in the future. You future listeners out there. Leave a comment if you listen all the way through.
Don't do it.
It's the only way they'll leave a comment is if they listen all the way through and hear us say to leave a comment. They wouldn't leave a comment if they didn't listen all the way through. That'd be weird, right?
Nope.
Do whatever. Seriously, tell your friends if you thought it was good.
Nope.
If you didn't think it was good, listen to Davis.
If you didn't like their Bane impressions,
don't do it. Yeah.
Complain.
Well, Batman. I heard you're making a podcast, Batman.
Vote for it. Vote. One or two.
Don't vote on the best Bane. We both lose.
Let's vote.
Yeah.
which one did you like?
Yeah, Twist.
Dave?
Yeah. Are you want to give me a Bane?
Dave?
Twist ending. Both of our Banes are terrible.
Davis?
Twist ending. My Bane is the best.
Excellent.
Alright, vote Dave or Davis.
Yeah, good.
We're going to probably get one or two votes or even none.
We'll get so many votes for David for not doing one and automatically winning.
Because I win because I didn't ruin
that's right,
Bane.
That's right. You are correct. Yeah.
That is correct.
Or Ruby's going to get one out of nowhere. The dog.
The mascot.
Yeah, so comment, tell us how you felt. Like us, spread the word if you want, you don't have to. We're just doing this for fun, but it would be nice to get out there a little bit more. We don't have to rely on you as fans.
Yes.
Thank you
for
listening. Thank you. This means a lot, really. Like, you wasted an hour and a half of your life
talking to the
ramblings of like two retards and one guy who sort of knows what he's doing.
And you can take that however you want.
I wonder who the two of the retarders are.
Well, one's standing up right now. We won't tell you who he is.
Do you like that finger in your ear?
No!
What are you doing?
He's fingering my ears.
So we've been David, and Davis.
Yes,
I've been David.
I've been Dave.
I've been David.
Oh, no.
I've been David.
I've been Dave.
I've been Dave.
Yes.
And you people, have a good night. Or day. Bye.
Bye. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I'm sorry. There we go.
Oh, don't fall off.
There we go. That's fine. That's fine. Sorry, there we go.
I'm pull off my CD. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. We didn't talk about the game. We didn't give it a rating.
Wait, wait, don't go. Don't go.
Don't go. Don't go. Don't go. Don't leave. Okay. What'd you rate it?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Two?
Well, I was rushing and I couldn't get the story, so I had no idea. I was just basically battling. That's all I was doing, and I was losing every single battle.
I have extremely nostalgic memories for. It was like the last game I played it, like as in like perceived head as a child. People claim their childhood goes way up to when they're 18. That in my head was the last time I was like, it's still pure, you know. Like,
hey, are you guys still recording?
What are you doing here?
Just let me.
Get back to the cage.
Put your pants
back
on.
The cage.
I want to get back. I want to go.
No,
no.
I want to get the last word. Just let me.
No. Put your clothes on. No.
Get out.
All right, he's back. Yeah, what did you? All right, 2 out of 10, really?
No.
That's it. No, if that's what
for
you
story, know. Because I didn't get any of it.
Oh, it's got a pretty good story.
Well, I didn't get any of it because I couldn't read and try to do this podcast.
Just to reiterate, that was Final Fantasy 1 and 2, Dawn of Souls for Game Boy Advance. So it's like a semi remake of Final Fantasy 1 and 2.
The graphics I actually really liked.
Really good for Game Boy Advance, actually.
Yes,
really
I was
nice.
Quite impressed with that. That would be about a 9 out of 10 for me.
That game is huge, especially for like, it's two games as well. And then a bonus third game when you finish both of them as like a side quest thing.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I finished it 100% or close to. Don't know if you can actually get 100% in those games.
Yeah,
I finished those very well.
Your health was like 999.
Of course, yeah, I've already maxed out everyone.
Or something.
Yeah. 9,999 on everyone, yeah. I believe you start with like 100 and maybe.
Look at me, my name's David. I can David Fisher. I can finish a game.
You know, you've ruined this by saying my real name.
Yep.
Ah, yes. It's fine.
We could just go beep and cut it off.
Yeah, going to.
My name is Dave. I can finish a game.
Rather than give it a rating, like it, given the time, are you interested enough in that game to keep playing, or did it bore you?
Probably bored me.
Bored you? Okay. All right. I loved it. Pretty much every game for you, I love. But I think I like it because they're very... Like, a lot of games I play are very long. Because that's what I like, is like a big story. Sometimes. Depends.
Sometimes I do.
Blast Core is not like that. That's why I like
no,
it.
No, for that reason. I quite like Blast
Core. Blast Core is awesome, isn't it? Yeah.
We've been on for too long. Let's go.
That's fine. Let's go. It's the end. He's back!
Oh, God! Your cage!
No!
No!
Yeah!
No!
The Russian communists were right. We should just be one nation.